4 minutes to nine. Let's cross the Tasman now, touch base with our Canberra correspondent, Kerri-Anne Walsh. Good morning.
Good morning, Corin.
Now, big story brewing in Australia around soldiers in Afghanistan.
Yeah, our elite squad, the special forces soldiers. This has been a 4-year inquiry into alleged war crimes committed during 2005 and 2016 in Afghanistan. There will be a redacted report released next Thursday, but reports that are already emerging over the last 12 or so hours suggest that anywhere between 10 and 30 soldiers will be identified. The Prime Minister yesterday said Australia should brace itself for some brutal truths to be released in this report next week. It's a stunning revelation. It has been alluded to a number of times by investigative journalists from the ABC and the Nine newspapers who have been following this story. In fact, they precipitated this inquiry.
They were raided over this, weren't they?
Yes, there were two journalists, one from the ABC and one from Fairfax Nine newspapers that were raided, and they could easily have been prosecuted. It was only a month or so ago that the government decided not to prosecute them, but without their work, what is alleged to be and will be revealed next week, war crimes in Afghanistan, would not have been revealed.
These are always difficult stories. New Zealand has had a similar inquiry here. Difficult stories when you're dealing with nationalism and defence forces.
Oh, very, very difficult stories, and a very hard story to prosecute, or not story, but if crimes have been committed, war crimes certainly fall under a completely different category to the ordinary crimes that are prosecuted in civilian courts. So we'll just have to wait and see. But there will be a special prosecutor, a special investigator that's been appointed. There's an oversight committee of eminent people that will also look at the history of these special forces and any sort of ingrained culture that needs to be eradicated.
Kerri-Anne Walsh, thank you very much for that update. Much appreciated, Canberra correspondent.